Where are you today in terms of the use of post-transplant consolidation with bevacizumab? Your former colleague, Dr. Craig Moskowitz, was the head of the ATHERA trial that looked at that. Could you talk about right now, outside a trial setting, how you utilize that strategy, if at all, in your practice?
Yes, that was a randomized controlled trial of BV maintenance in patients after transplant at particular high risk of relapse. And I guess these are patients with extranodal disease, with a short disease-free interval after primary treatment before going to transplant, and I think with extranodal disease. So these patients are particularly high risk after transplant, higher risk of relapse. So in that group of patients, they were randomized to either maintenance BV every 3 weeks or placebo. And I believe there was a crossover also, but there was a significant difference in PFS for the maintenance arm versus the placebo arm, which was statistically significant, though there was no overall survival benefit, which is true of most trials for Hodgkin lymphoma in general. So I think that BV maintenance is, absent a survival benefit, I think it's a discussion with patients after transplant, but not a mandate. I mean, the risks are, I guess really the major risk is peripheral neuropathy, and usually the drug is stopped when you develop peripheral neuropathy, which usually improves when you stop the drug, but not always completely. So I think, you know, certainly for patients at high risk after transplant for relapse, it's definitely an option, but I don't think it's a mandate unless there's a survival benefit.